Sister Simon's Saints, a picture story. Across the top of the page are pictures of the characters in the following story. In the middle, welcome, I'm Sister Simon, a dark-haired lady. A dark-haired boy says, hi, I'm Ramon. Another dark-haired boy with glasses says, hi, I'm David. And a light-colored hair boy says, and I'm Joshua. An oriental girl says, I'm Mei Lin. And a girl with a ponytail says, hello, I'm Kathleen. In the first picture, Sister Simon says, tell me, can a cup hold an ocean? Ramon says, yes, if it's a tiny ocean. Joshua says, or a humongous cup. Kathleen says, no. The second picture shows Sister Simon holding a book and a cup. A verse of scripture may be small like a cup, and yet it can hold an ocean of revelation. No matter how simple it seems or how well we think we understand it, there is always more in reserve. The third picture, Sister Simon is holding a cup in one hand and the scriptures in the other, and she says, on the other hand, it may tell us very little. What makes the difference? David says, how smart you are. Kathleen says, how hard you've studied. The next picture is a silhouette picture of Sister Simon saying, both play a role. If you're very intelligent and study very hard, you may win a full cup's worth of understanding on your own. But if you want a whole ocean of revelation, you're going to need some help. Where can you get it? The next picture, Mei Lin says, from the Holy Ghost. And the final picture, Sister Simon holding a great big cup, saying, you're right. Fortunately, it's a two-way street. The Holy Ghost opens the scriptures to us, and through reading and pondering the scriptures, we grow closer to the Holy Ghost. And then she adds, which will it be for us, a small cupful or an ocean? End of picture story, Sister Simon's Saints.